above reason, please, of light one.
Faith above reason. What is faith above reason? We gradually begin to feel it out of experience, because in that a penny accumulates to a great amount, and the habit becomes second nature. And then, more and more and more, do we get closer to the feeling of what does it mean, spirituality, that it's entirely the quality of bestowal, bina, versus opposite it is the quality of reception, like now, malchut. This is how we gradually, again and again, from one lesson to the next, from one break to the break, between the lesson, there as well, we acquire it, because there too it works on us. This is how we come closer to the work, to the understanding. Therefore, we only need more and more and more to add and add and add in these discernments of what does it mean, faith above reason, and how do we reach it. I think that we should continue, but the most important is that we will realize we have to rise from the degree of reception, that reason, the will to receive, where we weigh everything in it. This is how we were born. This is what we understand and what we feel, that we are used to seeing the world and the way it is arranged, the way that it changes, the way it functions. However, in truth, we need, as a result of these exercises, to rise to a different degree, where we start to think more about what is the reforming light, what should it bring us to, what does it mean to rise to the degree of bina, from the degree of malchut. And this way, more and more, we ascend higher and higher. We need to try to receive some inner sense for it. What does it mean that I'm entirely in the quality of bestowal, not in the quality of reception? Let's replace our software, our disk. Let's start relating differently with a new mind and a new heart to reality. What then will we see? This is how we should try to see these lessons. So, please. That he's in. Now the question is, how can we accelerate our development? It turns out that it is only through the environment. Without an environment, we would be under the influence of the upper force, without any ability of our own to accelerate the times, then this process could have been a lot longer. Therefore, we need to pay attention each day. A lesson, preferably an evening lesson as well as a morning lesson. Each day, a conversation with the 10, each 10 hearing something in the middle, in between, hearing something about the words of the wisdom of Kabbalah and how to advance, how a person depends on his exertion, and as much as possible, we should try to be included with the materials of the higher level. Accordingly, we will accelerate our development and shorten the time of ascent. But the most important in all of these things is simply to replace our engine so that instead of developing through the will to receive to a different engine, so that we will develop in the will to bestow. This is the difference between the two worlds, between the two levels, always.
And
this time we're truly rising from the level of this world to the level of the next world, from the world of reception to a world of bestowal. And later on, even within the spiritual world, nevertheless, the present state will also always be called this world in which we are. And the higher world, the higher degree, would be the next world. Let us talk between us about how do we rise and by what do we rise, what means do we have from this world to the next world. What is the essence of this ascent, please? A workshop.
I impact my corporeal life as the result of the action of above reason.
Again, please.
How can I impact my corporeal life?
I don't know. What do you mean, impact your corporeal life? If your corporeal life is just like the spiritual life, if you're not taking into consideration corporeality versus spirituality, rather for you it is all one. It is all coming from the Creator. And you begin to see that you are actually in a certain state, not in a certain world, but in a certain state. And in that state, you need to give room as much as possible to discernments of binah, of bestowal, above discernments of malchut, of reception. Then for you, it doesn't matter what you call the world, how you feel reality. Rather, the most important is to determine that you want to belong to the quality of bestowal more and more.
Haifa free.
Good morning. The question is, in what way can a person justify the Creator? Spiritually or corporeally?
To justify the Creator, one needs to do it by feeling that the Creator is clothing in him, filling him up, and he relates to this feeling, to the Creator fulfilling him in a way that he agrees to it 100%. He wants the Creator to manage him. And it's not that he cancels himself and he seemingly does not exist. He feels himself and he feels the Creator being within him, and he wants it to be this way. This is called dvekut, adhesion. This is called connection or an embrace of the created being with the Creator. The Creator exists within us anyway, doing all of our actions. However, without our agreement, without our knowledge, without a response on our behalf, and the desirable form that is that we discover that he is operating and that there is none else besides him. What does it mean there is none else besides him? He's operating within us. What does it mean within us? In the whole of reality. because the whole of reality is within us. And this is how we keep advancing, identifying with the Creator, that He is fulfilling me in each and everything, in my mind, in my heart, in everything. And along with that, I feel how much I am in it, and how much the Creator is in it, and how much we, both of us, are in it. It's called Zivu.
It's written so beautifully. It's just difficult, though. Read again.
The person must believe above reason that he is in wholeness, and so is the whole world. It follows that in this way he can and should thank the Creator for giving us abundance. This is called the right line, which is the complete opposite of the left line. That is, in the left line, we walk within reason. The judge has only what his eyes see. In other words, it is specifically with the intellect and not above reason. But when shifting to work with the right, the left is the cause that the right, so that the right is built on the basis of above reason. This is as our sages said, the left rejects and the right adducts. In other words, the state of left shows a person how he is rejected and separated from the work of the Creator. The right adducts, brings near, means that it shows him that he is close to the work of the Creator. This means that when he engages in the left should bring him to see a state of rejection, that he is rejected and separated from the work. When he engages in the right, he should come to a state where he sees that he is close to the Creator. He should thank the Creator for the right and pray to the Creator for the left.
Right. In truth, I don't have much to explain here. He defines very clearly what the right and left are relative to what we feel in each and every state. You can distinguish the left from the right in every state and to offer thanks for it, prayer.
In what is the gratitude to the Creator distinguished or different from prayer to the Creator?
By vessels, either they're vessels of lack or vessels of fulfillment. You either turn to the Creator with a lack, where you want Him to fill your lack in order to bestow contentment upon Him. It's when you now give Him an opportunity to work, as it's written, that if you give the Creator work to do, He enjoys it. He enjoys you asking Him for it, because there is no greater pleasure than when a person you love asks you to do him some favor. So it's actually that request to the Creator, if you turn to Him correctly, asking Him, making a request, and by your request you're not asking for Him to fulfill your lack, but it's because He enjoys fulfilling your lack. That's the pleasure that you're thinking of now when you give Him the opportunity to do that. So your request over the lack is then a proper request. You're happy that you have this lack because now you have something to turn to the Creator with, so that the Creator can do the work of fulfilling this lack for you, because this is the greatest pleasure you can cause him. And so, it follows that you're enjoying it together. And it doesn't matter who is the cause for it, who does it, and so on. What's important is that you unite with him there. Ilhovot.
Rav, it seems to me that you just answered the niece, but nevertheless, it's not so clear. Gratitude to the Creator, is it also an act through effort and resistance above reason, or is it truly gratitude?
It's gratitude for adhering, for being adhered there together. We need to make an effort with every act, request or gratitude, it doesn't matter what, but we need to make the effort to be together, because nothing that comes to us, everything comes from the Creator, and with no action should we divide ourselves into me and my beloved. It's always me for my beloved and my beloved for me, to me. In questions, in everything, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as it's written, and so on. In everything. So what's the difference between states then? The extent to which I can add, that I can add to each and every state, the sensation, the feeling of our adhesion, even in states of darkness or in states of light, because the light, the darkness shines as the day is the light. You need to go into it and you will start feeling it, how it's everything with.
Thank you, dear Rav. You said regarding this deficiency that I enjoy when I bestow to the Creator, what nevertheless is this deficiency over which I ask?
You have this lack where you're pleased with it. After you feel bad, you feel the lack, you feel confusion, all of that. You grow apart from him, from it rather. You let it go. You make it tzimtzum, a restriction over that lack, and you begin to relate to it differently. Now I have a lack that I can bring to the Creator, by which I give the Creator a place to work. It's called God's work. He corrects that place and fulfills it, and then we're together, and I want to be with him together through all the phases of this work. I ask, I bring, I deliver the lack, and I want us to get from it a place of work where we're together, where we couple, where we have these mutual desires, where there's no difference between the receiver and the giver. There's no difference between me being the receiver and him being the giver, and the opposite and vice versa. That's what the Creator enjoys. That's what he wants. For this miserable receiver to reach the degree where he feels that he is giving to the Creator, that he is discovering his true magnitude, his true height. Holland One.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, dear friends. It appears to me that I speak to the Creator in my longing, and that my thoughts are like the language for me that shows me where I am, that shows me my measurement towards the distance of connection and the Creator. The whole concept, the whole construction of the Creator of faith above reason, is this to make this clear distinction between these two languages, and that I come to this attainment that I can use both languages to come to development.
Faith above reason is a formula of for work and feeling and existence in the upper world. It's where I look at everything from the perspective of the will to bestow, to give, and not from the perspective of the will to receive. That's the matter of faith above reason. Imagine to yourself that instead of you now being built of the matter of the will to receive, you received an upgrade, such a transformation, such that you're all of you, all in the will to bestow. You have no will to receive, only the will to bestow, like that. So you look at everything in terms of how to bestow, where to bestow, in every single place, in every single way. It's exactly the opposite. You have the negative and the positive, right? It's exactly the opposite of how we act now. That's why it's written, I've seen an opposite world, right? When we reach the spiritual world. And there's nothing more. As it is written, there's no difference between this and the next world except for the enslavement of the Malchuyot, where the control of the Malchut is inverted. It becomes the control of Bina, the domain of Bina. And so, don't think that... Look, it's very simple. It's very close to you, this thing, as it is written. We just need to become accustomed to it, to think about it, to do exercises, and you will see how we will all of us, enter the sensation of the upper world. We will emerge from all of the restrictions of the will to receive, such as life and death, everything. It's all in front of you. We're a group, we're a strong group, a special group, big group. The Creator is tending to us, maintaining us. You need to be, as it's written, his heart rises in the ways of the Lord, and you will see.
Hello, Rav. I have a question. What is the state of a prayer, a request to the Creator out of the whole ten as one? How do we practically reach it? What is that state of the ten being as one, turned into the Creator?
If you don't unite the ten as one, you have no proper perspective on reality. It's very simple. We ask, where is the connection between the will to receive and the will to bestow? Where is the connection between the created being and the Creator? Is there such a connection or isn't there? Or perhaps there's some disconnection. The connection, the disconnection, they're both at the center of the ten, exactly at the center of the ten. If I take ten egoists and I feel that there are ten egoists, that's how they appear to me. And I arrange them as I relate to them, all as one, yearning for the Creator. And it doesn't matter if it's through their will to receive. That comes to us from above. But I see them as being together, all of us together, at one point in their desire, their yearning for the Creator. I make this transition from the egoistic desire, from an egoistic perspective, to an altruistic, a spiritual perspective, above reason. And that's the instrument we have, the means we have to do the work. We have no other way. So, to unite all of the ten to a single thing, single concept, it's like you shooting a rifle where you have to align you have 3 points, right? Your eye, the place through which you see the target, and the target itself. You have to align them, and then you hit the target. Israel, Oraita, the Torah, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Creator, are one.
I'm saying, thank you very much. Sorry, continue, please.
Therefore, this is our work. And there are many such opportunities every day, every moment, actually, where we can align ourselves towards spirituality more and more. In the middle of the day, let's say I'm bored, I don't have anything to do, I didn't receive any awakening from above, nothing from the sides either. So I need to constantly be picturing the group as one, with the Creator there in the middle, at the center, and then I reach that state, I connect to them. So the three are as one. Israel, that's the person, Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the Creator, and Oraita, that's the vessel that's governed by the
When we ask Rav a question about our next degree, the answer is not simply words that we're hearing. What are we receiving from Rav in the answers?
You receive what you receive. The upper force, you receive it through the friends as well, the upper force. You are within the upper force always. And so, Rav or friends, it's actually through the friends that you can receive more. It depends on the extent to which you annul yourself towards the friends.
What is it that we're receiving?
You receive the upper force, the upper power of the abstract light, and also a proper orientation, how to get along with everyone through the bestowal of the light, the influence of the light on you and through you on the friends. In short, you receive this the shaping of the new vessel, which is being shaped more and more continually. Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav, buongiorno amici. Mi sentite?
Okay. Good morning Rav, good morning friends, do you hear me?
We hear. Speak.
Some time ago you answered a friend saying that we should be proud, because in this form the greatness of the Creator is revealed each and every moment. I wanted to ask, how can we have pride during dissemination and assign a great value to dissemination, give a great value, a great importance to all the friends, so they'll be able to feel pride and the greatness of the Creator in any act of dissemination?
The Creator yearns for the end of correction, for the complete correction. If we do not work in dissemination, in the direction of dissemination, we are not in the same alignment with Him. So if we have no dissemination at all, if I'm enclosed within my ten, I'm not working together with the Creator, because for Him, the general rule and the particular, the instances are the same. He sees everything from the perspective of the upper light, which is already present, filling all of reality. And if I do not relate to this whole reality, meaning if I'm not intending to assemble all the vessels together, then I won't have any chance of advancing by myself. For who do I exist? Why do I exist? What am I? If not...
How can I know that the Creator is enjoying?
From the friends. You have no other way, because the Creator has no vessel. His vessel is the friends. If the friends are content with you, if they're showing this to you, it's a sign that it's actually the Creator showing you Himself through the friends. Hebrew 10.
Rav, we hear a lot in the context of work about reason that we need to do all kinds of exercises. Can you give an example of these exercises that we need to do for it?
What we do, those are also exercises. Exercises in above reason means to relate to each and everything from the height of Bina and not from the Malchut.
How, for example, today can we work with this during the day?
Through bestowals, Mr. Through bestowal. Relate to everything through bestowal, not reception. These are the exercises.
Oren,
let's continue.
We were sent from the study materials team from Bala Sulam's The Order of the Work. So it says the following: the heart of the work is to walk on the right line, meaning wholeness. That is, whatever grip we have on spirituality, we should be happy that the Creator has given us has given one a thought and desire to do something in spirituality. We should also walk on the left line, but for this, half an hour a day is enough, meaning to calculate how much he prefers the love of the Creator over self-love. To the extent that he sees the deficiencies, he will pray that the Creator will truly bring him closer. Or specifically on two lines, one can advance.
Again, please.
So again, the order of the work by Bala Sulam according to Rabash, the heart of the work is to walk on the right line, meaning wholeness. That is, whatever grip one has on spirituality, one should be happy that the Creator has given him a thought and desire to do something in spirituality. And one should also walk on the left line. But for this, half an hour a day is enough, meaning to calculate how much he prefers the love of the Creator over self-love. To the extent that he sees the deficiencies, he will pray that the Creator will truly bring him closer. Or specifically, on two lines, one can advance.
Let's hope that we do so. You have plenty to engage. This is clear, yes? Try in every single state to be directed to bestowing to the Creator, to the extent in which it's uncomfortable, unpleasant, confused, doesn't matter what ways it comes, whether it's in his feelings or in his intellect, that there's a difficulty to be concentrated. Even better, that too he directs to the Creator and advances this way. So it turns out that to the extent in which these states are worse, there's more of an opportunity to direct them to the Creator and advance. Nice. So he doesn't expect something that will be good for him. Rather, he expects for those states that the Creator brings him, and certainly all the states come from the Creator, will be more and more ready for this juicy, clear guidance to bringing him contentment. That's it.
Baltia free.
Спасибо. Я не понимаю, как может быть так, что
Thank you.
Человек, он как бы
I don't understand how is it possible that a person agrees with the descent that the Creator gives him. How can I accept it, agree with it, and like sit idly and do nothing and say it comes from the Creator?
Why do I need to do it this way? You're right. I don't want to accept this descent this way. When a descent comes, I need to do a restriction upon myself, upon my feelings, and to see it in eyes, like looking at it from the side, objectively, independent of my will to receive. I need to see this state and to understand that from this state, I can actually bring greater contentment than any other state. And to the degree in which we advance on every degree along the way to the correction, we enter into worse and worse states. Worse. But we're happier about that because in every single state we have the ability to invert it to greater bestowal. Those worst states are called patzufim in greater and greater avyut. Yes, to the extent in which one is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, the greater the avyut. You can do a greater tzimtzum and masach and a greater ochozer upon it. Hence, if I put a restriction upon myself that I don't want to think of myself, I just want to think about the measure of my bestowal to the greater, then for me a descent is actually a time of ascent, a time of the greatest bestowal, where I invert my darkness into light. In other words, the prayer is the work in the heart. All of spirituality is the work in the heart because we need to replace our desire and to see reality not in the desire to receive but in the desire to bestow. And therefore we need to replace our hearts, as we call it, from the stony heart to the heart of flesh. But that's in our heart, in the feeling. And the mind won't help here. That's why it's written, it's not the wise that learns. You can be as smart as Einstein. You can be brilliant, the smartest people. But it won't help you in spiritual work. Specifically those people who truly rely on their intellect have great difficulty in entering spiritual work because all the spiritual work is in replacing one's desire to begin to see the world through bestowal and not through reception. And a person that comes to this truly doesn't know where he is. He can't find his way in all of this. What is bina? What is bestowal? What is, how is it possible? What is this talking about? What is it that I'm seeing an opposite world, the world that's not correct, a corporeal, spiritual world? What's the difference between them? What is this spiritual world? He doesn't understand that. And so, moreover, after quite a while, when he invests and doesn't know what this speaks of, that's the period, you know, it's like with a baby where you say something and he doesn't know what you're talking about. He kind of he wants to understand. He wants to feel. What do you want from him? What are you saying? But there isn't. He doesn't have the kilim for it. And that's how we are also. We learn for years and years. It could be several years. And I see that there are people here that are that still don't understand what we are talking about. But it's not too bad. You're like a baby. That's how you're developing. And we need to take that into account. And this is how we are advancing towards seeing the world through bestowal and not through reception. So what is he saying? That this work is called the work in the heart. Because it's all in the feeling, in replacing our feelings that we constantly felt reception. What's more and what's less? And in all those styles, in all the ways, in all the fashions of reception, we would get along with. Now we have to come to all kinds of bestowals. And then we will see a different picture. Really? It's like a negative and a positive in film, in photography. And that's how we advance. So it's through the work in the heart. That's how we will advance. If you have questions, I will talk about it. It's a very important excerpt. What it says, first of all, is that it's not important how smart you are. Don't believe your wisdom, your brain, your intellect. Just try with all your forces. Just like a little child, he tries and tries. He wants to feel, to understand, to grasp reality in the world. He, with all his strength, that's how we also need to try with all our might to try and feel what is the spiritual world. It's empty. It's here. It's here after all. But where is here? How do I come to it? How do I grab it? How do I grasp it? How do I talk to it? We need to be yearning to that. And through the group, here specifically, through the group, we can discover the connection, the way, our entrance into feeling and controlling the spiritual world, the spiritual dimension, because the group directs us to bestow. That is the work in the heart. That's why it's written to be as one man in.
Dear teacher, you say we should always try to be in the quality of bestowal and see the world through it. Try to feel the spiritual world. When we try to do it, basically, what does it mean? I'm connected to the friends, I dissolve in them, I'm always aimed at bestowing to the Creator. How to look at the world from this state?
I really don't know what to say to you, Vlad. Did you see those cameras that there used to be, those big wooden cameras that we used to have, where you'd put the film? It was an actual piece of glass with certain material on it, and upon that glass he would photograph something that was before it. So we need to replace that glass, that it's not a film, but that place that is sensitive to light. So it'll be sensitive to not the light of reception, but the light of bestowal. So imagine to yourself that you have such a camera, a focal point on this camera, and you put in this pane of glass with this light-sensitive material that's on it that can do it, and we have to replace it from reception to bestowal. In us, it's not that we're putting it in, it's that we slowly, slowly, how should we say, replace. We slowly, slowly replace, change the force of reception with the force of bestowal. And I want to see it this way, through the force of bestowal. Imagine to yourself, you know how you hate a person. So everything that's in him, you see through that your hatred. That's clear to us, yes? I see. It's clear on you, it's clear to you that everything he has, I hate, I reject, I don't accept. It doesn't seem anything like this and like that and so on. Let's say that it's replaced with love. Truly. And then you look at it differently. It's called opposite. I've seen an opposite world. You say, no, no, it's okay, it's good, it's right, it's now going this way. You start to relate to him with love. That's how it is. We need to do all kinds of such exercises, and these exercises you have no other place to do but the ten. Only the ten. I understand that the egoistic desire of ours rejects and distances us from the ten as much as possible, but we actually have no choice. If it weren't for this framework, we wouldn't be able to advance. Kabbalists write about this. Kiev 2. Well, say.
But that movie, what is that movie or film in our work?
The feeling of the heart. That my heart starts to feel not the qualities of reception, but the qualities of bestowal. Very simple. Relating out of love to everyone. We relate to everyone out of hatred, naturally. That's how we are born. The egoistic will to receive loves itself and hates others.
Good morning. I wanted to understand if I understand correctly that a person should always clarify to himself who is the creator, that it's a force of bestowal and love, and clarifying this force of love and bestowal. If a person really wants that, then he'll have true prayer.
I'll tell you a secret. The creator, Bore, is called Bo'ure, come and see. The creator is considered that we make him. I, when I start to relate through the force of bestowal and love to everyone, to all of reality, wanting to see the integral reality, which is all as one, then I slowly, slowly build in me this quality of bestowal, love, unification. That's the point I call Bore, the creator. Come and see. And there's no other creator.
Through the descents, but there are more dangers in the descents.
What I recommend throughout the day, and there are many people today who are not working still or are working only in a partial way, connect to the ten between you and read those verses that we studied today. This will help you a whole lot. It will truly advance you. You will see that you will advance from repeating this again in the ten more with this material than with being with me in the morning lesson. I'm telling you, it's very, very important. Read it several times, each and every verse. And talk about it just a little, but a little, so you don't confuse one another. The main thing is to read together, that's it. In a pleasant way, so it'll be clear what's written, not the inner interpretation, not that each and everyone can think that it's like, it's to be this way or that way. That's not important. The main thing is that it will be heard that you're all in that same verse and that you're all with your heart connecting to the materials, even though it's completely misunderstood, like a little child who's with his mouth open like that. That's how we want to do it, okay? You'll see how this will help you. So far you have 30 verses. Oh boy, you have so much work. Do it. And you will see. You'll see that the Creator will be very...
From the internet, what's the work of the heart during the darkness? Because in the darkness, the heart doesn't agree with the work. It doesn't want the Creator, anything but that. On the other hand, we understand it's exactly the place to work. So how will it be, you know, one thing in the heart, one thing in the mouth? How do you work when the heart doesn't agree?
The heart doesn't agree, right, but I want spirituality. Yes, I want spirituality. I don't want to die like a dog. I want to come to a certain goal. I want to reach eternality and perfection that's in nature. And without that, and I can't just run away from that. What can I do? So I have to try and see. I don't enter spirituality. You know what? I'm not entering. I don't want. What do I do? I just want to see out of fascination, out of curiosity, what it means to see the world in bestowal. What is it? Replacing, changing the form of the world in place of the negative, the positive, in place of darkness, light, your light, darkness, and that's how I want to play with it. Just to see. I myself remain what I am, but I'm told that the spiritual world can be seen. Let me see it. So I can temporarily work and move to such a perception of bestowal. It doesn't bother me. I remain as I am. I want to advance to such a thing and to see it too. What's so bad? I can be in both worlds. Yes? That's it. About this, we also have lots of materials in the Torah and the Zohar about all these things, about this approach, about these approaches. Hence, there's no point in being afraid. You're not entering and on the way back you don't have any repetition here. No. Enter, see, and you'll see. There's no problem. I promise you that whenever you want, you will be able to come out of the spiritual world back to the...
Yes, hello. I wanted to ask Rav. Rabash writes to us that one does not want to know in his reason that he needs to work for the Creator, but he wants to work for the Creator specifically in faith above reason. That's the work of the heart.
Yes.
So, Rav, what's this resistance, that this force to work specifically for the Creator? Where do you get it?
Without any pressure. Asaf, do you hear me? Without pressure. I want to see reality through the force of bestowal. Let's say I'm completely the force of bestowal, giving love to everyone. You see how I do it like this? From myself outwards, to myself. I don't want anything, just to give to everyone. As if I'm the Creator, I would give, I would bestow. How would I then see everyone? Everyone would be beloved and great and beautiful. Everyone is truly great, righteous, and truly, I truly love them all. Let me look in such a way at reality. This does not obligate us in any possible way. It's just an exercise. Look at reality this way, and you'll see what's happening, what it brings you, what new discernments. Look, do this all depends just on these exercises. Every exercise you do, you draw the reforming light, and it does for you, it fixates you.
Fixation, yeah.
It fixates your state, which establishes it, stabilizes it. You took a picture. And all those pictures enter your feeling, your emotional memory, which you slowly, slowly build these frames, and from these frames, you can then compose, if not a spiritual form, but at least your impression from the spiritual form. And that's how you advance slowly, slowly. Believe me, I've been through these things. I'm telling you with all of my experience, that's how it works. And we all, whoever is with us, even if they're as a baby who's opening his mouth and doesn't know anything that's going on here and doesn't understand at all, I remember myself, the extent in which I didn't understand, and for years I didn't understand what faith above reason means. I didn't understand what it was until it truly passed me in a very unpleasant force. And to you, I'm giving it in a gentle, gradual way, and we will enter.